from the heart of our nation's capital, this is Washington Watch Weekend Edition. Now, here's your host, David Salkeld.
This week on the Weekend Edition of Washington Watch, chaos in the House. Greetings, fellow patriots. I am David Salkeld, and I'm a constitutional conservative, Reagan Republican, and Christ follower. While there has been so much divisiveness in our country over the past year, Americans across the country were shocked when a small group of people at the Trump rally in Washington, D.C. decided to breach the Capitol. Reports are that 4 people were killed and 50 arrested. In light of the unrest, how should Christians be responding? On Wednesday of this week, Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and one of our Watchmen pastors joined Family Research Council President Tony Perkins in our Washington, D.C. studios to discuss it. Here's Tony Perkins.
Well, a crazy day here in our nation's capital. The joint session of Congress meeting this afternoon at 1 p.m. to receive and to certify the votes from the states, from the Electoral College. They were just about not quite maybe 2 hours into the process where they were debating in their respective chambers the objections to Arizona and then protesters. Some protesters, again, don't know who yet. I think we'll have to wait to see, you know, really what happened. But we do know this. They breached security. They went in and occupied the chambers of both the House and the Senate. Shots were fired, and apparently one woman who was a protester trying to go through one of the doors was shot. That's all we know. I was not at the Capitol at the time. Actually, I was at the State Department meeting with the Secretary of State when it occurred. And so we came back right here to run into the studio to do today's program. So we've kind of changed some of our topics that we're going to talk about. And it just so happened that Pastor Jack Hibbs, senior pastor at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in California, was in D.C. today for a couple of reasons. One, to join me at the meeting at the State Department, and was here also on the mall earlier today for the rally that was joined by really hundreds of thousands of people. And he joins me in studio now as we just really want to walk through this process. Pastor Jack, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. We talked about this. Unequivocally, denounce violence and lawlessness.
Absolutely.
I mean, this type of stuff it has no place in a republic.
Right. Well, Tony, we're watching the fabric that is unraveling, something that was very predictable if our audience chooses to look at it from a biblical worldview.
Yeah.
This is the sowing.
Yes.
That has gone on in America for a long time. This is what happens when you eject God from the courts and from the schools. And you tell kids, by the way, that they are evolutionary byproducts.
And you allow rioting and looting and burning to basically go unchecked.
And you're referring to earlier on in this closure, in this particular mayor of this city, where and many Democrat locations across our nation where violent rioting was taking place, and nothing was done about it.
I watched 4 nights and 5 nights. Watched it from my office window here in D.C. back in June.
Yes.
So and that was played out all across the country. I denounced that.
Right.
And I denounced this.
We denounced this.
Lawlessness is not the way to go.
Right.
Violence. This is not the way to go. Now, if there was a peaceful sit-in, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now this I think sets us back in terms of addressing the concerns that endanger our republic. But I want you, Pastor Jack, to speak here for a moment, because we speak to Christians all across this country, those that have been involved politically, mm-hmm. who are frustrated over the outcome of this election, and like me, do not believe that this election was a fair and free election.
Correct.
That it was manipulated.
Correct.
Through various means.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's frustration there. Some may be angry. Like don't know who did that at the Capitol today, but I'm sure there are people that are angry about it, feel like they've been robbed. I understand that. Others want to maybe shrink back in silence and disengage.
Mm.
Neither are the proper response.
That is correct. In fact, what we need to take away is, in my opinion, from a biblical worldview, I need to galvanize myself now in light of what's happened. What does that mean? It doesn't mean we shrink away, and it doesn't mean that we pick up a brick. It means that we as believers go to our knees in prayer. We seek the Lord honestly, friends, like never before,
yes.
Because we've got kids, we've got grandkids, we've got a nation to defend. And I know that there's a sense where some people are thinking tonight, I saw a man walking down the street this afternoon, well into his 70s, carrying an American flag by himself, and he was crying, Tony. And I don't know what that man was thinking, but it gripped my heart. And what I want to say is hope. There's hope because Jesus Christ is on his throne. There's hope because we've seen, even you're talking about this last election, the church cannot be criticized in this last election for not getting involved. The church did get involved. The church did vote. And I want to speak to all of you out there. You cannot be discouraged right now. Is it not going the way that we had hoped and prayed for? It appears that way. But God's on his throne. He knows exactly what's going on. Heaven is not shaken by this. The word of God is not thwarted. What we need to do is find out what the Lord wants us to do next. But whatever that is, it will be honoring to the Lord Jesus Christ and honoring to Scripture. But we need to know the heartbeat of God, because violence like this is not it.
Nor is it ever God's plan for us to shrink back in silence and hide from speaking truth.
Never.
We have an obligation, a responsibility to continue regardless of what the environment may be. Pastor Jack, we're up against a break, but we're going to come back and continue this conversation. Pastor Jack Hibbs, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, my guest here as we process a lot of things. And I've heard from many of you through email, I've had text messages, I've had many, many conversations. From a lot of pastors across the country, just trying to figure out where do we go from here. There's frustration that their voices are not being heard. All the more reason we need to pound on the doors of heaven and plead for God's mercy and his hand in our nation. We cannot give up. That's not an option for us. We must stand for God's truth regardless of the environment. We're going to continue this conversation with Pastor Jack Hibbs on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Hannah.
What's going on? Why so gloomy?
Well, I'm a little disappointed. I had a lot planned to do during the stay-at-home time, and I just didn't do it.
Oh, yeah? What did you have planned that you didn't get to do?
Well, I was actually hoping I would finally be able to get time to do a regular Bible reading routine, and I started a couple of times. I just didn't stick with it.
Don't be too down on yourself. Starting a new routine can be hard, but one way to help is to join in with others and to have a good game plan. I think I have a good solution for you.
Oh, yeah?
Tony Perkins and FRC are doing a 2-year study in the Word. They have it all mapped out.
When did they start? I would be so far behind.
Oh, that's not a problem. You can literally jump in anytime. There's a daily reading, just a couple of chapters a day, with questions to help you think about what you're reading.
Nice. Where can I find this?
Go to frc.org/Bible, and you can get started.
Where's that again?
frc.org/Bible.
Got it. Checking it out now.
What's on your daily or weekly reading list? Are you looking for honest and informative commentary from fellow believers on the current issues facing our culture? Family Research Council has just the thing. Check out FRC's blog at frcblog.com. Read up on some of our latest titles like 4 Disturbing Trends in Religious Freedom Worldwide, Legitimizing Looting Jeopardizes Liberty for All, and The Media Still Doesn't Get It, Conservatives Tend to Vote Conservative, and more. Stay informed and get the resources you need at frcblog.com.
Get a trusted perspective on the news of the day, every day. Listen to Washington Watch with Tony Perkins to get honest and in-depth commentary on what's going on in our nation's capital and around the world. Join Family Research Council President Tony Perkins live every weekday on over 800 radio stations across the country. Or listen to the show when it works for you by visiting tonyperkins.com. On the show, you'll hear from guests like Ben Carson, Senator Josh Hawley, Representative Vicki Hartzler, Molly Hemingway, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Dana Lash, Sissy Graham Lynch, Pastor John MacArthur, Eric Metaxas, Albert Moeller, and more. Tony is joined by leading political figures, pastors, and policy and culture experts who will inspire you to be engaged and informed on the important issues facing America. For a Christian perspective on the news of the day, tune in to Washington Watch with Tony Perkins at tonyperkins.com.
In a recent poll, it was revealed that only 6% of Americans hold a biblical worldview. This research also indicated that Christianity's teachings on abortion, marriage, and homosexuality are not only misunderstood, but seen as dangerous and subversive. In response to this trend, Family Research Council has released a new set of resources in our Biblical Worldview series. In addition to our full publications, which cover the topics of Christian political engagement, abortion, religious liberty, and human sexuality, FRC now offers helpful summaries of each publication in this series, as well as accompanying prayer guides to help you and your family pray through these important issues. And finally, our popular Biblical Principles for Political Engagement is now available in Spanish. All these resources are free and available at frc.org/worldview. Again, that's frc.org/worldview.
Welcome back. This is Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. The website, tonyperkins.com. Joining me in studio here in our D.C. headquarters, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Senior Pastor, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. He was with me here today as I had a meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he was also here for the rally on the Mall earlier today. Pastor Jack, we were talking about before the break as believers that are frustrated of what has taken place. Now, probably unsettled, because I'll have to be very honest. I would be hard-pressed to find Bible-believing Christians that would be okay with what took place at the Capitol today, the violence of storming the Capitol. I mean, I don't think we're there. We have the ability to use the system. I know it's manipulated. I know it was corrupted, but we cannot give in, because the scripture makes very clear, when we live by the law, we rebuke those who are lawless.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to work within the confines of law. I do not believe we are at a point yet where we cannot work within the system to reform the system.
Well, and I love what you just said, because, again, it goes back to the fact that God has given us this republic. Nobody can deny that. The founding of this nation is unlike any other nation on earth. Having said that, you and I are still breathing. God is still on his throne. And you introduced me to a gentleman last night, Marshall. There's really godly, good people that have been elected lately.
More and more are coming to this nation's capital who are men and women of deep, abiding faith. So God is still working in America.
So, Tony, just candidly, that alone should cause people to have hope. Oh, it's all over. I can't believe it. Wait. Get your eyes off of a man and understand something.
Yes.
God
yes.
used that man in many ways. But one of them is to cause an election wave of young, some of them very godly people who ran for office and got elected. Listen, everyone, don't give up. It's not over. Back home in California, we like to say it's not over till the fat angel sings. Listen, we need to still be stewards over this nation of ours. And if we don't stand up and take courage and hold the line, then what's the option? Surrender? No, we're not going to do that. Jesus knows nothing about surrender. Right. He didn't surrender in the Garden of Eden. He didn't surrender at the cross. And we're going to do the same thing. I understand it's a time to wipe the blood off your nose, catch your breath. I get that. Right now you feel a little punch in the stomach. But tomorrow's going to be a day with new mercies for the believer. Right. And we focus on the Word of God like never before. And you and I pray that God would awaken America's pulpits.
Jack, we've known each other for close to 20 years. My listeners here, we've been on the air, I think, 8 years now. I don't hide my head in the sand.
Right.
We are challenged. We are living in a challenging time. What is going to unfold in the weeks and months ahead under a Biden administration is going to challenge us to our very core.
And fast. It's going to come very quick.
It is. Religious freedom. sanctity of human life. Everything that we've seen this administration advance, they are going to reverse and move rapidly in the other direction. We must stand for those things, even though it is going to be an environment that is difficult. Quite frankly, as we were talking between in the break, what I've seen unfold in my 25 years in politics is that the – and some will be say this is a bad thing, and I'm not happy about it. But the sides are clearly defined. There is a line dividing America, and it's clear. You stand on one side or the other. You stand on the side of truth or you stand on the side of deception.
Well, Tony, what I'm about to say is not going to be well appreciated, I'm sure, but it's a truth. And that is I'm actually, as a spiritual leader, I'm actually grateful in the Lord for the definition, for the defining. We so much find in this liberal age of our theology, I clump generally, that, oh, no, we need to have unity. We must all get along. I don't see that anywhere in the Bible.
Jesus said, I came to separate.
I came to separate. Listen, you cannot unify unless there's truth agreed upon.
What fellowship has
light with darkness? The fact of the matter is the line is being drawn. Jesus said before he comes back, it is going to be as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. And prophetically speaking, we know that these days are coming. Jesus said they're going to come.
Right.
In America, we've had it very easy for a long time. And that doesn't mean we give up. It means that we get ready.
Right.
And the church is being purified. It's happened during COVID. I think the next chapter of the church being purified is going to start tomorrow, if not already. And we do need to stand. And friends and family of faith, get into your Bible like you never have before.
Yes.
Don't mess around. If you don't go to a Bible teaching church, you need to find one quick.
Absolutely. That will speak the application of God's word to the world in which we live.
Now, currently, that's what makes that church, that ministry relevant.
Yes.
Is if it's a Bible teaching, word of God, from the Bible to use tomorrow.
Right, not teaching the Bible just as a book of history.
It's, yeah.
A book of application for life.
It is the unadulterated word of God, inerrant in the original languages, to be used now, profitable for every spiritual
growth. Well, speaking of that, I actually put this out earlier this morning on Parler. If you're on Parler, it's at T. Perkins. In our two-year through the Bible reading, we were in Isaiah 50 and 51, and this is where Isaiah was – you know, this was years, almost two centuries before the tribe of Judah, the southern tribe, would be carried into captivity and then finally released. But he says in verse 7 of 51, says, "Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law, do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults." This is speaking to that time of release where they had been beaten down and they were living in this abhorrent culture. And he says, look, you know me. You know my law. It's in your heart. Don't fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. Rather, trust in me. And I think that's where we need to be. He says, and you forget the Lord your Maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. You have feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor when he is prepared to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? Basically saying, look, those guys are going to go away, but I'm here forever. So who are you going to put your trust in? Who are you going to fear? And if we fear God by meaning reverence for him, we don't have to fear what's happening
Amen.
Around us.
Tony, that passage, where again is that exactly? Because everyone needs to meditate on it. That's the answer.
Isaiah 51.
Isaiah 51, because as you read that, we're in this situation right now because, let's be honest, we as a nation and even as a church in America, in a lot of ways, we have forgotten God.
Yes.
We have forgotten to fear him. We've been more afraid of getting sick
right.
than fearing God. We've been more fearful of a COVID than of sin.
And if having reverence for God means that you live for him.
Yeah.
Not just going to church, which actually that was a given before people would just go to church. But even today now, going to church is a real act of faith.
Yes.
Whether or not you're going to be criticized or in some cases charged with a crime in some jurisdictions.
Or ostracized from your family for going to church.
Right. Because of the fear of a virus. Now, look, We've talked about this on the program before. If you're in a vulnerable, high-risk category, you know, look, stay home, stay away from the crowds. But if you're healthy and well, by golly, go to church. You Amen. Go to the grocery store, don't you?
Amen. That's right.
I mean, you get on an airplane where those germ capsules, where we're packed elbow to elbow.
Just got off one. We were packed.
Yeah. But yet you can do that. But in the California, state of California, where you're at, the governor says you can't go to church.
Can't sing. Yeah. Can't worship.
Well, some of us can't sing anyway.
But, I can't sing, but okay. I fake it.
So the point is that we have to exercise our faith. And it's been difficult at times under this administration that has been favorable to religious freedom, at least from a law perspective, it's been easier. The culture still is dismissive. But we have to be bold in our faith and have no fear of man. Regardless of the cancel culture, regardless of what we may face ahead, if we're bold in our faith, that faith is contagious.
Amen.
And
oh,
the truth sure will set people free.
Faith, and accompanied with faith, is always courage. It's contagious. It can turn an entire congregation, church, family, community, nation around. Tony, I want to thank you publicly for you standing firm, because you're right. We're coming up on 20 years of being good friends, and I gotta be grateful to you. And the fact that, you know, our tune has never changed, Tony, because it's been biblically based. And here we are by God's grace at this hour. We've been right all along because we've been biblical about what our position is. And that just is a testimony again as to why we need to be back in the Word of God and hanging on.
That is the most essential element of the Christian walk, is to be in the Word of
Amen.
God. And I believe that the reason the church has been somewhat anemic in years past is because we have not been in the Word of God. And I mean individually and collectively as churches. I think these little sermonettes that are preached are insufficient for the days in which we live. We need to be teaching our people Amen. The Word of God and how to apply it in real life.
Chapter by chapter, verse by verse.
Absolutely. It's one thing I've learned from Calvary Chapel. As a Baptist, a Southern Baptist, I am grateful for all of my Calvary Chapel friends, you in particular, but Chuck Smith, the late Chuck Smith, who did that, it changed the way I teach.
Yeah,
I now do through the Word, beginning in Genesis, all the way through. In fact, it really is the genesis, if you will, of our two-year Through the Bible reading program.
That's right. That's exactly true. And you mentioned about sermonettes. You know, Charles Spurgeon said that we've got to get away from pastors who produce sermonettes for Christianettes.
Yeah.
Because that's what it makes.
Who smoke cigarettes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I never heard that before until now.
I don't know that he said that. That was the deacons. but folks, look, I know we're joking around here, but we can even have joy in the midst of these challenges. And look, God is not unsettled by what happened today.
That's right.
Does he approve of it? No, I don't think he does. I'm not unsettled by it. I'm a bit surprised. But the Word tells us that we're to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we're to make our request known unto God. And if you begin to get frazzled, you begin to get anxious, you begin to feel fear creeping in, you know what that is? That's a trigger to pray.
Yeah.
You know, we need to see that. You know, you hear about all these triggers.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be triggered to pray.
That's good.
To get on our knees and begin to pray and beseech the God of heaven to intervene. He has in times past, and he can do it again.
Amen. Amen. He's on his throne still. He'll always be.
So, folks, don't lose heart. And certainly don't step back. Don't disengage. Now, we're talking about the culture. It is a bit – it's increasingly gotten hostile. Now, we've had 4 good years of administration that respects religious freedom, but there is a hostility that is in the culture that has become very blatant. And so it's going to require, courage to stand firm. And we've got a few minutes left. I want to play a clip from CNN. This is Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon – last night, really making fun of Senator Rubio, because each day Senator Rubio, like I do, tweets out a a Bible verse. Bobby, can you play that clip for us?
The man he called Little Marco. Bible boy. You know, he's got a Bible quote for every moment. He just never speaks truth to power or acts on any of it in the interests of his own state or of this country.
That would have been unthinkable just a few years ago. But CNN, apparently, no qualms about belittling people of faith. I mean, Jack, we're seeing this in our culture, this great hostility. And, of course, some may respond, oh, I don't want to be seen that way. All the more we need to rush in with those Bible verses. I'd like to see everybody put on Parler, put on Twitter, a Bible verse tomorrow morning.
So right now, if I apply the doctrines of the Bible, that kind of comment tells me from Scripture, from Jesus himself, that comes from a demonic source. I'm not saying Chris Cuomo's Satan. I'm saying he's being manipulated. And what's interesting is you're going to hear a lot of anger and angst towards Christianity. And I hope I'm wrong about what I'm about to say. But we're going to see a resurgence of liberty and freedom toward, for example, the Islamic population. They're going to get carte blanche. No one would ever say that about the Quran and some imam.
True.
No one. Let's just get that straight right now. Why? Because it is a spiritual battle. We're in a spiritual battle. And part of that kind of a comment is exactly from, according to Jesus, from a source of spiritual darkness.
And it has the effect, in some cases, because of the cancel culture in which we live and the really open season on Bible-believing Christians, for them to grow silent, to step back. Folks, look, let me go back and read that verse again from Isaiah chapter 51, verse 7. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law, do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults.
Mm, fantastic.
We cannot shrink back. We cannot be silent.
Tony, right now, as we sit here, that ministers to me exactly the point and motive behind this broadcast. That word right there is comforting my heart, and it should be true for all of us right now. Make sure that your heart, friend, is open and willing and ready to receive the word of God. Do not fall and get caught into the anxiousness of the day.
Pastor Jack Hibbs, as always, my friend, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you for joining us as well. And once again, I leave you with the encouraging words of the Apostle Paul found in Ephesians 6, where he says, when you've done everything you can do, when you've prayed, prepared, and taken your stand, by all means, keep standing.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. I'm David Salkeld, encouraging you to pray for our nation. Let's be peacemakers in a fractured world. Thank you for being with us, and I want to encourage you to be back here again next week for the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.